and Nerida Cole joins us now. Good morning. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Sandy.
Just how bad is this disparity when it comes to superannuation in Australia?
Well, unfortunately, we know that women's super balances continue to lag their male counterparts, and that's across all age groups, from graduates to retirees. And women retire with nearly 50% less in their super balances than men. They have about $157,000 at retirement versus a male counterpart having about $270,000. So there's quite a big difference there.
So are the reasons, are there plenty of reasons, or is it just because women stop to have their children?
Well, there are unfortunately a number of complex reasons, and that's why it's so hard to actually resolve that. But one of the big reasons is, you know, the gender pay gap, because, of course, if you think about women starting from that base of having a lower level of overall income, then their super contributions, the 9.5% off their salary, is going to be lower. They're also going to have less sort of surplus income that they might be able to top up their super with or put into another investment strategy that could help in retirement, and that includes paying down their mortgage as well.
It's quite dispiriting, really, because when you think about it, that gap at retirement, the financial gap between men and women, begins way back when you start working as a woman.
That's right, and that's why it's so important to make sure that, as you mentioned at the start there, the solutions that we come up with actually help at all age groups, because some of the things that we can do, such as increasing SG or allowing the super guarantee to be paid on parental leave, that will help younger women at the earliest stages of their careers. But we also know that baby boomer women who are actually facing retirement decisions right now, they might need quite different solutions because they're not going to benefit from having, say, 30 years of higher super guarantee. And we also know that women are retiring with lower levels of home ownership, and that not having that stable, affordable housing in retirement is really creating a lot of issues for older women.
And we hear a lot of how we have an ageing population here in Australia, so one would imagine that this is going to be a critical issue going into the future. How difficult is retirement then for many women?
Very difficult. And as I said, not having access to affordable housing is really one of the indicators in terms of the level or the quality of retirement. We know that single older women who rent are at the greatest risk of poverty in retirement. And that's really something that we need to work on. And that part of it may be a solution that's outside of superannuation, perhaps more support for the cost of renting via the age pension. But there's also other things that we can look at, for example, access to employment opportunities. We also know that if you are, one third of women who retire between the ages 60 to 64, they're actually doing so involuntarily because they can't find suitable work or because of their caring responsibilities. So there's that squeeze at both ends of the generations that we really need to attack. And there has been some positive changes. I don't want to, be too negative. There's actually been some good announcements over the last few budgets as well, but we need to keep moving on those.
And as part of this announcement from Kelly O'Dwyer today, we've been reporting on this morning, new parents are going to be in much more control of how they take their parental leave. Do you think addressing that very early on in a woman's career will help bridge that gap at retirement?
It'll certainly help with that, because we know that being able to participate in the workforce and to be able to keep your career growing is critical to then having your salary grow and having that ability to make the contributions into super or into your retirement plan. So that's certainly a very critical piece of the puzzle, and hopefully will help a large group of women.
Do you find it extraordinary that in 2018 we're still talking about not just the gender pay gap, but how it impacts on women when they finally want to stop work and retire?
Well, I think, yes, it's a bit disappointing in some ways, but I guess at the same time, I'd say we've got a bit more momentum behind this over the last couple of years. And so I think it's much better that we are talking about it and we're actually looking for solutions that will help women in the many different ways that we live our life. And so I think while we keep talking about it and putting suggestions forward and we make these incremental policy changes that will help, that's a big positive.
Let's hope conversations like this one help. Nerida Cole, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Sandy.
Nerida Cole there, Managing Director of the Financial Advisory Division with Dixon Advisory.